You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Interview guest, the Dunedin Youth Orchestra is putting on a show tomorrow at the Castle Street Lecture called War and Peace, which is very exciting. We have a member of the Dunedin Youth Orchestra. This person who's about to speak on air plays cor anglais as well as the oboe. Give it up for Callum Fotheringham, who is coming on to talk about this new War and Peace show from the Dunedin Youth Orchestra. Good morning to you, Callum. How are we?
Good morning. Yeah, good.
Pre-chill?
Yeah.
How are you feeling with, like, spring coming in? Are you feeling a little bit happier?
Yeah, a little bit. It's getting warmer.
But is your flat nicer now?
Well, I'm at a hall. I'm at St. Marg's.
Oh, true. How are you finding that?
It's good. It's really good.
It's fun?
Yeah, I've been loving it.
Because I don't know if you read The Critic, but at the hall seem like they've been going through quite a lot of problems this year between, like, flooding and certain kitchens. They're mislabeling allergenic foods.
Yeah.
All sorts.
Luckily, none of those have been affecting Marg's.
No, same Marg's is drama-free.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's the best hall.
I mean, I do love the kind of natural beauty next to it, and its place on campus is pretty special.
Yeah, it's great. It's really convenient.
Nice. I went to Unicol. I did not enjoy that experience at all.
Oh.
Unicol was dog shit. Have you been to Unicol?
I haven't been.
No,
I don't
avoid
know anyone
it.
There.
Avoid it. So. No, don't go. Don't go. How has 2025 been for the Dunedin Youth Orchestra? You guys been busy?
Yeah. We had a concert at the end of last semester, which was pretty special because we got to perform in the town hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then some members of the youth orchestra, including me, got to play in the symphony orchestra because that concert was kind of both of us, because the main thing was it was the concerto competition finalists performing, and that was in part a DSO concert, and then sort of the other half or the intro was the youth orchestra. So it's really fun whenever we get to perform in the town hall because it's such a great space for orchestra performing.
Yeah.
It's got a great acoustic.
I was going to say, what are the acoustics like when you're playing in an orchestra there?
In the town hall, the acoustics are incredible. It's a really, really good concert hall.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of the conductors I've worked with who have come from overseas all say that it's one of their favourite halls to play in and perform in.
The only kind of performance I've seen there has been at every graduation ceremony when they're playing on these big old steam organs. It's just not a giant organ.
Oh, the pipe organ.
Pipe organ.
Yeah,
that's
organ.
The one.
Yeah.
It's insanely huge.
It's huge.
Oh, it's good.
I know. It's great. The DSO concert that I performed in last Saturday, we performed an organ symphony.
That thing?
Well, yeah, it was the orchestra, and then the organ was part of it.
Whoa.
So it was a huge sound.
That'd be majestic.
Yeah, it sounded like it. It was awesome.
Takes you out of reality, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I want to know, what about the oboe appealed to you when you started wanting to play music?
Well, before the oboe, I learned the recorder for a long time.
Shut up.
Yeah. And then when I moved here in 2017 from the UK, I think my mum kind of decided that it was time for me to learn a proper instrument,
if
recorder's not really a professional.
It
can be. But I basically was shown a video of a bunch of woodwind instruments because that was the field of instruments that I wanted to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And the oboe was not an instrument I had ever heard of, but I really liked the sound of it. Because in the clip, I can't remember what piece it was, but it just sounded really nice.
Mm.
And I thought, that is a really cool sound, and I'd love to learn that. So here I am, eight years later.
Is the sound really, like, quite deep?
It ranges. It's got a very bright sound in the high notes.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Because of course, it gets confused with the clarinet sometimes, because they look very similar.
Right.
But the difference between them, first of all, the clarinet is a single reed, so it's just got that one bit of cane that you put into the mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm.
The oboe has a really small little thing that is a double reed, which is kind of two sides of reed put together, and when you blow through it, those two sides vibrate together, and they create the sound. The low register doesn't go that low. It goes down to about a B flat below the stave, if anyone knows what that is gibberish if you do music.
I might be thinking about a bassoon.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. A lot of people I've talked to who haven't known what an oboe is always seem to think that it's a really big instrument.
Yeah.
But it's not really. It's got a very small case. It's convenient. I can carry it as hand luggage on a plane.
Oh, that's great. Okay, perfect. Because, plane admin as a musician must be horrifying. I can't imagine.
Yeah, well, for me it's not too bad. Because I got my oboe in Christchurch, so I had to fly up to get it. And then I just flew back with it as hand luggage on the way back. Which was annoying because I really wanted to play it, but of course I couldn't play it in the hotel room, and then you can't really play it on a plane because I think you might get some complaints.
But if you were travelling between the two islands and you were taking the Inter-Islander, you could play it on the ship and you could get a free voyage for playing it on the ship. That's a thing that you can do. It's awesome, yeah. Now, you're the recipient of the Dunedin Youth Orchestra Young Musicians Award, which included a cash prize and the opportunity to solo whilst the orchestra backs you. For this event, you've decided to play Hommel's Introduction, correct?
Yeah.
Is that part of that whole arrangement?
It's, Introduction, Theme, and Variations, which is a really cool piece by a composer that probably not many people have heard of. It's not a familiar classical composer name, but he was taught piano by Mozart.
Whoa.
For free.
Whoa.
For 2 years. And then he was friends with Beethoven, and he was tutored by another composer called Haydn.
Damn.
Who is also a fairly famous composer, but maybe not as well known. But yeah, he's well connected. But the piece is really cool. It starts off with an introduction that's very, very operatic in a way. It sounds like it could have been from an opera.
Mm.
And then has the theme, which is very playful. I think it's the best way to describe it. But then you've got about, six main variations of that theme, which basically take that theme and they change either the rhythm or the speed or the way it's played. So the first one is very playful, and then later on, in about variation 6, it all of a sudden gets very, very fast, and then it slows down again, like way down, and is like really lyrical. But it's been a really fun piece to prepare, and I'm really looking forward to performing it.
It's quite dynamic.
It is very,
awesome. I love a good bit of dynamism in anything really, but especially classical music. There's so much potential for some crazy noises to be made. the show that you're playing at is called War and Peace, and it features war music and peace music. And when I was thinking about this, I immediately thought of the fact that all the dads I know love talking about World War II and watching World War II documentaries. Is that the same in your experience?
It's more my granddad.
More your granddad? Actually. Your dad doesn't care about World War II?
He does. He's got a history degree.
Oh, okay, right.
He does, but me and my granddad watch war movies a lot. It's kind of a thing we do.
Yeah. Why? What about dads and wars? I don't know. It's confusing. Yeah. Does your dad also like Tom Hanks? I think a lot of dads love Tom Hanks.
I know my mum does.
Okay. Cool. Watch out.
She might be listening to this. So I hope she doesn't mind me saying that.
Do you know how the idea of kind of showcasing works of war and peace originally came about?
I'm not entirely sure about what the whole background to the theme of this concert was.
Mm.
But I like it a lot. I enjoy it. I think the contrast is really good, and I think I don't know who it was who chose the pieces. It could have been the conductor, but the amount of contrast that they've managed to get from all of these pieces of music to really reflect war and peace musically has been really, really good.
I want to touch on that in a second, but where would you put Hommel with his introduction and his themes? Where would you put that on the scale of war and peace? Is it somewhere in the middle? Is it more war? Is it more peacetime?
It is sort of in the middle.
True.
Just because it ranges in how it sounds so often. I think the introduction is kind of on the war side because it's quite heavy.
Mm.
It's very dramatic. Mm-hmm. It's got a very dark sound. And then the main theme is very peaceful because it sounds like someone frolicking around in a field. You know? It's Yeah, it's really in the middle.
Cool, awesome. I love that, again, that dynamism. It's great.
Yeah.
What do the kind of distinct differences in style tone between the works of War and Peace that will be performed, what does that kind of look like or sound like? What do the peace songs sound like? What do the war songs sound like?
I think a war song, on the program we have the Beethoven Coriolan Overture.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, where it's quite heavy sounding, it's quite loud at times, but it also does have quiet moments. The Coriolan, the Beethoven, it's the only piece in the concert that I'm not playing in.
Oh, really?
It's the one right before my solo, but it's also my favourite piece on our programme.
Oh, no.
Because I love that. I love that overture. But it is pieces like that that are quite heavy, as well as, of course, the Lord of the Rings suite that we're playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, Lord of the Rings has battles in it.
Are you doing, like, the theme from Isengard? Da-na-na, ding, ding, ding.
We are playing that.
Oh, yeah. My God!
We are, yeah.
Oh, no!
And it's really good, because we've got, in our brass section, we have a bass trombone and a tuba. So they really
make it to shine.
They make it really punchy.
Oh,
and it's really cool.
Oh, no, I really want to go see this. And I'm working. I can't go to see it. God damn it. What are the peace songs like? Are they way more like light and soft?
Yeah, they are. They're
bright.
Very calm.
More string driven?
Yeah, quite. The Cacciaturian we're playing, the Adagio from the Spartacus suite, is very. It's very airy in a way, and it has some really nice oboe solos in it, which I get to play, and I'm really happy about that because they're really, really beautiful, and yeah, lots of strings in that, especially violins. I think that kind of sound, the more airy, lighter feel, is a bit more of a peace kind of song.
Is that Adagio from Spartacus, is that the song that you're looking forward to playing the most outside of Hummel?
I think it is, yeah. Mm. Yeah, in the rehearsals we're doing it, I've been really enjoying it. Mm. So, yeah.
Also, you've got a really awesome sounding composition called Remember Parihaka, which I guess coincides with Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, and also the Māori Land March, which was a massive protest that happened in 1925. It's the 50th year anniversary of that march. Do you know much about the origins of that, Remember Parihaka?
Yeah, so it was composed by Dunedin's own Anthony Ritchie.
Shout out.
Who works at the uni. And he composed it as basically a way of expressing his thoughts and feelings about what happened at Parihaka, which you can really hear it, sort of the series of events in the piece, because it starts very like a sunrise kind of, and then later on you can very much hear the sound that's meant to represent British troops arriving, and then kind of
causing mayhem.
Yeah, causing mayhem.
Yeah, the Brits, eh?
Yeah, but yeah, it's a really cool piece. I was fortunate enough to play it with the symphony orchestra way back. When was it? Maybe 2 years ago now. Back when it was quite a new piece by Anthony. And it was really cool to play it in that orchestra, especially, and in the town hall, and kind of have it be a premiere in Dunedin, because it's really cool.
Cool, awesome. Well, I'm excited to hear about the event. Unfortunately, I have work at my night job tomorrow, so I won't be able to go. But if people do want to go, they can find tickets available at dyo.org.nz. It is running tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. at the Castle Street Lecture Theatre on campus, which is awesome. I love the contrast between War and Peace. Thank you for coming on this morning, Callum. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners?
There are door sales.
There are door sales.
There are door sales.
Cool.
Yeah. I hope whoever goes really enjoys the concert. I think it will be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Youth Orchestra has been working hard, and I think it's all going to pay off. It's going to be great.
Awesome. So, it certainly has been working hard. I mean, the collaboration with Ivy earlier in the year, very special treat.
That was amazing.
Very, very special. So fun. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet it was. All right.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.